Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are here on Erevin 23 talking about that little small amount. Rabbi Akiva says, even if the karpaf does not contain any of these, one may carry in it. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is the same as that of the Tana Kamma. There's no anonymous Tana Kamma in this last Mishnah. The Gemara refers to the anonymous rabbi cited in the first Mishnah of the chapter, who refuted Rabbi Yehuda. The area of two bays mentioned there equals the 5,000 square amos mentioned by Rabbi Akiva in this Mishnah. It's clear from their response to him that up to two bays is permitted, even though there is no residence or residential usage attached to that enclosure. In any case, the rabbis have already ruled that a karpav is permitted up to two besa, even though it contains no area suitable for dwelling. What does Rabbi Akiva add to the rulings? The Gemara answers, we're going to key into this phrase, that the two opinions are not identical. The difference between them is a small amount. The rabbis permitted a karpav whose area does not exceed two besa, a full 5,000 square amos. However, Rabbi Akiva limits the maximum area of a karpav to the square of 70 amos and a fraction which is slightly less than 5,000 square amos. The fraction mentioned by Rabbi Akiva equals 2/3 of an amah, Rashi points out. Thus, a field that is 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3 has an area of approximately 4,994 square amos, about 6 square amos less than the two base of the rabbis. I'm not a mathematician. Very difficult to do technicalities, but the main part of the Gemara, we try to redo the piece of the Gemara that we take the lesson from. The main part we're keying in is that the difference between them is a small amount. How often in life, how often in our own lives, the lives of others, how much, how different a small amount can make. You push a little more, you push a little harder, you push a little further, that small amount can make all the difference. Whether it be on a test, there's a difference between a 64 and a 65. Lo Elena, we shouldn't get such low grades ever. But for a person to pass that test, it's 1 point, a tiny, small amount. How far a person pushes themselves to finish a walk or a run or any type of a 5K, if he does the 5K, that one step between the 4.999 and the 5.0 of the 5K makes them finish that mile run. How much we push ourselves, lifnei mishur sadin, a small amount, going beyond what the halacha says, beyond what the societal Jewish law that Hashem gives us specifically, strictly says, we go beyond the minimum amount, we go a small amount beyond what the Gemara tells us, what the Halacha tells us, we go above and beyond. How much can we do for other people? I know you're supposed to give a tenth at tzedakah. What if you give a ninth? What if you give more than a tenth? So you get $1,000 and you give 100. What if you give 110? What if you give 120? What if you give 150? You push yourself that small amount. How much can you do for that other person? How much can you do for that organization? A person asks you for a little bit of food. Be like Avraham Avinu, Emor Ma'at Ve'aseh Harbe. Go the small amount, but go beyond and push yourself even further to do more than just a small amount. That little bit of difference, that small amount of difference can really help everyone in your life. Be an Emor Ma'at Ve'aseh Harbe, like Avraham. He was asked for a little bit. He gave them a ton. Don't be the opposite. The Gemara teaches us that the difference between these two opinions is just a small amount. In our own lives, the difference between me and someone else, the difference between you and someone else, the difference between a Jew and someone else could be that we go above and beyond that even little small amount. We could do so much for someone else. We could push ourselves to do so much. If we just exert ourselves a small amount, we just push ourselves a little bit harder, a little bit further, a little bit more. How much more can we do for other people? And I see this in my own life. You know, Hashem gave us all these different ideas. It started with one, then the next, and the next. We try to push ourselves as much as we can. Going a little further, studying a little harder, trying to push ourselves a little further. You got your bachelor's, go for your master's. You got your master's, you went for your PhD. What amazingness. The that small amount of all that hard work every day for months and years, a little small amount every day, how much more you could do. You read one book, then another, then another, then another, small amount every day. You do one lecture, then another, a little bit every day. You do tzedakah today, every day, small amount every day. What you could do for others by pushing yourself that small amount can do worlds of difference for other people. And it all starts in all areas of life, all aspects of your life and the life of those around you with a little bit of a small amount. So do that small amount and exert yourself a little more, even as a small amount. And for everyone in the world around you, it could literally change their entire world, all because of the small amount. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 24 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.